Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio with my guest host, Minister Harold Copeland. And we are back in studio today to continue in our series, God's Mirror. Have you taken a long look at yourself in the mirror today? Have you done that? Not one of those mirrors that makes you look slimmer or an app filter on your cell phone that makes you look a way you might prefer to look. The type of mirror that reflects an image you are created in, God's image, that's not distorted. God's image or character is perfect. This is who you are to reflect. You are his mirror to reflect his character to a lost and dying world. Being a hearer and a doer of God's word, according to James 1, verses 22 through 25, your mirror from within will be the reflections of righteousness. So we are going to continue to dig in to the scriptures and see how God's mirror, a reflection of being hearers and doers of his word. So get ready, meaning prepare yourself with your Bible, prepare yourself with some writing instrument and paper that you would take some really good notes. And if you didn't get an opportunity to listen to last broadcast, then we encourage you to go on to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/heart2heart, M like mission, F mission from the heart, MFTH. So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/heart2heart, MFTH on the end. And just keep in mind, it's heart, the number two, heart, MFTH. And we just encourage you to go back to the website link and listen to the previous series of this one and bring yourself up to date with this one today. So without further ado, I'm going to give the mic to Minister Copeland so that he can kickstart this wonderful series as we come ready, willing, and able. Minister Copeland.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Hello, everybody. Shalom. We release the peace of God upon you, and we release the blessing of God upon your life. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it's a delight, a heartful delight to be back in the studio together to share the word of God with God's people. And we always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. And we want you to know that it is an honor and a privilege to always fellowship with you concerning the truth of the word of God. And we want you to know that we love you and we appreciate you, and we always thank God for your lives. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a great plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the seed of the word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge into your heart by his Holy Spirit. And this revelation knowledge, through the power of the Holy Ghost, will take you to God's plan and destiny that he has for you. And you too shall stand and proclaim and proclamate the oracles of our God into this lost and dying world. Amen. And as we said, we are on this wonderful series, God's Mirror. And we have to use God's mirror, that God's mirror may reveal the things of God unto us, may reveal the ways of God unto us. Before we encountered God, we was only aware of the things of the world or the ways of the world. God's ways was hidden from us. We could only function naturally. We was determined according to our circumstances, our situations, and the mountain that dictated whether we was happy. The valleys stole our peace. We could only live by what we can touch, taste, hear, see, or smell. But when we enter into God's way by God's mirror, it takes us beyond the natural realm. And Christians operate not according to that we can touch, taste, feel, smell. 2 Corinthians 4 and 18 say, we look not at the things that are seen. That's how Christians operate. We do not look at the things that are seen, but we look at the things that are unseen. And we become aware that the things that are seen are temporal, and they produce death. But the things that are unseen are eternal and everlasting. Once we encounter God through the belief of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we enter into the spirit realm by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We operate, we live, we move in the spirit realm. And our spirit man comes alive, the real us. I heard a Christian, been a Christian a long time, spoke boldly out of her mouth and said that we wasn't spiritual beings. I almost cried. It's impossible to operate in this Christian journey to do it through the Spirit, the supernatural part of us on the inside. And that's why we're teaching, just teaching on God's mirror. We have a heart desire to get God's people to operate in his realm, in God's realm, to fellowship with God through this great spirit that he's given us at our salvation. And God's word and God's great spirit takes us beyond the natural realm. And we begin to see that what God has ordained for us by his power. we are able to go beyond the natural realm and see the spiritual blessings, as Ephesians tells us, 1 and 3, the spiritual blessings that has been given unto us in the heavenly places. Those eternal blessings and everlasting blessings that doesn't rust and corrupt. Amen. We're going to step into this awesome teaching. I will do a little recapping because this anointing that God has given us, mission from the heart, this spiritual insight, amen. And we take it not for granted. It's by grace and mercy that God opened our eyes to see beyond the natural realm. That God allow us to walk in the spirit that we may not mind the lust of the flesh. But the great thing about it is God will reveal this mystery to all of his children. And it's according to he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And he that has eyes, let him begin to see what the Spirit is doing or has done already. It's a finished work for the church. So as we release this word, we just pray that God show us what you want us to see. And God, tell us what you want us to hear. My Lord and my God, speak through us what you want us to say. Stand in God's mirror. It unlocks our true identity. And we can begin to proclaim who God say we are. We are a spirit. We have a soul. And we live in a physical body. God's mirror unlocked the spirit realm so we can begin to experience who God said we are and what God has given us already through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Spirit realm can't be naturally seen. The spirit realm can't be naturally felt. The only way to accurately perceive spiritual truth, spiritual reality, is through the Bible, which is God's mirror. We simply take God's word and believe it, whether we feel it, whether we can five sense it, whether we can see these spiritual truths operating in our current circumstances and situation, we just believe it. Whether that big mountain that we spoke to move and is still there, we believe the victory that God has already given us. Whether we're in the valley and it looks like a lonely place and look like it's going to take us forever to get out, we believe the glory that God has already revealed. We believe by faith that this too shall pass and we shall overcome, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. Jesus said at John chapter 6 verse 63, we're going to read that. John proclaimed himself to be the disciple that Jesus loved. I don't blame John for saying that about himself. I say that about myself too, because he do love us, but he love us, all us the same. John chapter 6, verse 63. Let us read that.
John 6, 63. And it reads, if it is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
Quickness give life. Our life comes out of our innermost being. Now that we're saved, you remember before we got saved, we was looking for life in all the wrong places. We was doing everything, or should I say me, I was doing everything to just find some semblance of life. What is life? In a bottle, in a relationship, in a crowd, in a party, just looking for life, always coming up empty. But true life comes out of the Spirit. And when we're not coming out of the Spirit, we're operating in the flesh. And that scripture says, flesh profits nothing. Before we got saved and before our spirit came alive, we was prophesying nothing. We was a nothing. Let me talk about myself. I was prophesying nothing. I was a nothing, going nowhere until I encountered the word that Jesus speaks, not the word of a man, not the word of the evening news, the word of the professors on these universities, but the word of Jesus. Jesus' words are spirit, and Jesus' words release a spirit life on the inside of us, the true life. The reason Jesus came, to give us life. And it's that life and that life more abundantly, a life that suffices in a life that makes us satisfied with Jesus. God's mirror, which is God's word, which is the Bible, reveals spiritual reality, spiritual truth. What God says about us, what God has for us, what God is doing right now in our lives. And he's working, even now, as we teach, as we listen, as we fellowship, God is on the inside working a work. The scripture tells us that he does exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. This God has called all of us to a plan and purpose. And that plan and purpose that he has for us is bigger than us. It's beyond what our minds can conceive. It is beyond what our hearts can hold. And because the plan is so big, We could never achieve it, arrive at it in our own strength, in our own knowledge and understanding. He has to do the work on the inside of us. As we let go and we let him be God. And through his will and through his purpose, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the thing that God has in store for us, his people. So if we want to know what our spirit man is like, we have to find out through God's mirror, God's word, the Bible. We can't just go by an emotion. We can't just go by any other type or perception. God's word is spirit and life. And we talked about that Christian lady, been a Christian all her life, that said, we're not spirits. She is analyzing the word through her carnal senses. I perceive that her eyes of her understanding hasn't been enlightened. And that's sad. I'm going to pray for her and the others who are still trying to operate out of head knowledge. And the word of God has them drop down into their hearts. And the light bulb hasn't come on in their spirits. And Father God, I just lift them up. For God, I know that they are people that you have called in this hour. And there are people that you have called to use of them. But God, your words say that in order for them to fellowship with you, they have to do it through the Spirit, because you are Spirit. The words say God is a Spirit, and those that worship him, have any type of fellowship with him, must worship him, fellowship in spirit and truth. And Father, those that have come in as believers but are not positioned to believe the truth because their eyes can't see spiritual realities and spiritual truth, I pray as Paul prayed, that the eyes of their understanding may be enlightened. My Lord and my God, I pray that they may know the hope of your calling. My Lord and my God, I pray that they may know the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saint. My Lord and my God, that they know that it's all according to the working of your power. Father God, that they realize that that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in their mortal bodies. And that power will quicken them if they allow. That power will wake them up in the spirit. That power will open up their spiritual eyes, that they may see where they couldn't see in their yesterdays. And that they may begin to hear what they couldn't hear before. And that their voice, when they open up their mouth, that their voice will become a kingdom voice. That there will be like a sound of a trumpet in the atmosphere. That every work and every plan of the enemy will come down as they begin to speak the word of God. Father, I thank you for opening up their eyes. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Let us move on. Okay. When we look in God's mirror, amen, God's mirror, which is God's word. When we look in God's mirror, God's word, the Bible, we behold ourselves in the spirit. Hallelujah. That's why I love reading the word of God. Because it reflects. It's a mirror. God's word is a mirror, and when we read it, it reflects spiritual realities and reflecting spiritual truth, reflecting what God says about me. See, in the natural realm, people talked about me. They really didn't have any good thing to say. And, you know, I don't blame them because some of it was true, some of it wasn't. Amen. And even in the natural, when I saw my natural reflection, I didn't like what I saw. Amen. And I was trying to straighten it out, but the harder I tried, it seemed like the worse it got. But I thank God that he didn't let me stay in that shape. That he brought me over the other side of Jordan and to his wonderful grace and his wonderful mercy. When we look into the Bible, we behold ourselves in the Spirit. That's all. That is our lunch pass scripture. And I did read it on purpose before because we're going to read it now. And the lunch pass scripture comes out of the book of James, chapter 1, verses 23 through 25.
James 1, starting at verse 23. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Amen.
Amen. So, when we look at our face, I'm talking natural now. So stay with me. I'm going natural. A natural mirror, a natural face. When we look at our face, natural face, in a natural mirror, we aren't really seeing ourselves. Rather, we're just looking at a reflection. Amen. In that natural mirror, that is not our real self. It's a reflection of our real self. In fact, our eyes have never looked directly into our own face. Try to do it now. You couldn't. Your eyes cannot look at your true face. You always look a reflection. But we believe that reflection to the point that we think that is how we look. Even though we're not looking at our real self, it's just a reflection. But every time we see that reflection, we look in the mirror, oh, that's me. It's not the real you, it's just a reflection, but you put so much faith in that reflection. If we want to know, you know, when I grew up, I had the afros. All my brothers, we had afros. And we had to keep it neat because those afros, if they got nappy, they begin to look kind of ugly. So we had to keep it neat. If we wanted to know whether it was neat, our hair was neat, we couldn't go by how we felt. I couldn't just sit down and say, I wonder if my afro neat. I couldn't just see and feel it because that can't be felt. I had to get up, go look in the mirror, and look at my afro. And if it needed some adjustments, I had to make the necessary adjustment. And this the same way with our born-again spirit. The Word of God perfectly reflects who we are in the spirit. When we read the Word of God, especially the New Testament, and the Word of God proclaims something about us, it's reflected. It's a mirror. And our hearts just receive and believe that reflection, whether we can see it in our circumstances, whether we can see it in our situations, whether we can touch it, taste it, hear it, see it, smell it. No, this is faith. The spirit, we enter the spirit realm through faith in the Word of God. We just believe. We believe because it's God's word, it's God's truth, it's spiritual reality, it's spiritual truth. And just by us believing and not doubting, the power of God makes our circumstance line up to that truth. The power of God makes our situations line up to that truth. We just keep believing. Don't doubt. Just believe. The power of God makes what we can touch, taste, hear, see, smell, feel line up. The power of God get that mountain out of our way. The power of God raises and lifts us up in the valley. We look into God's mirror. We look into God's word, the Bible. We let it reflect, and we believe the reflection that we see. We just can't assume. If I had God's power inside of me, I'd be aware of it. No, that's not true, because spirit is spirit and flesh is flesh. The Word of God reflects that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in our mortal body, and that power has quickened us. Whether we can feel it, whether we look like it, whether people agree with it, whether our circumstances line up, that word is true. It's reflected. It's God's mirror, God's word. It's the Bible. And we look into God's mirror, and we just believe the reflection that we see. And our faith is what releases the power to make our outward line up to what God has already done for us on the inside. See, I told you this is a spiritual journey. It's wonderful. It is awesome. The abundance of life, spiritual, supernatural, eternal life, a kingdom life that has been given unto us because we've been adopted into the kingdom of God, into the family of God. This old earth realm, this is not our home. We are just sojourners in this foreign land, ambassadors representing the King of our kingdom, King Jesus. bringing his will down here in a lost and dying earth, bringing his kingdom, the light of his kingdom, to shine in the darkness of this earth kingdom. For the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. And another translation for that is overcometh it not. Darkness cannot overcome the light. And I know there's many of us that has encountered the light. I know my heart was filled with darkness. And my mind, my soul was filled with darkness. Thoughts, emotions, my whole inner being was dark. I was lost. I was blind. I couldn't see my way. Oh, but Jesus. I couldn't see Jesus, but he saw me. I didn't have a hope. And Jesus knew that the only reason I didn't have a hope, because I haven't encountered him yet. And he set up people, he set up places, situations, and circumstances that would show me that I needed him. And he opened up doors to allow me to come in that I may encounter him and he encounter me from the inside out. And through that encounter, his light began to shine into my dark heart, and the darkness had to flee. His light began to shine into my dark mind and my dark soul, and the darkness had to flee. His light shined upon my thoughts and illuminated kingdom thoughts within. And in my dark emotion, hope began to come forth. And as we move forward, Holy Spirit is pulling, Holy Spirit is tugging, and Holy Spirit is saying, Brother Copeland, it's time for you to stop, drop, and pray. Turn the microphone over to the woman of God and allow her to take her people to the cross, that her people that haven't become a people yet will get the opportunity to become a people of the living God. Minister Smith, take us.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Copeland, for leading us to feet of Jesus. This is our time for us to stop, drop, and pray, as Minister Copeland has mentioned. And this is a very intimate time of our broadcast at Mission from the Heart. We don't take this lightly. We come extending Christ to you, and we do it through the prayer of salvation. Minister Copeland mentioned how Christ is there nudging you, and he's knocking at the door of your heart. According to Revelation 3:20 puts it beautifully. It says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he, now that is just the most beautiful invitation. If you can just wrap your mind in imagery that Jesus is at the door knocking at your heart, wanting to come in and sup or eat with you in that light, that he wants to come in and sit on the throne of your heart, that he would guide you, lead you, comfort you, that he would bring things to your remembrance, that he would be the one that your soul would yield to, that you would be in obedience or submission to the Holy Spirit who desires to live with inside you. And this is what this series is about, God's mirror, the Word of God living inside your heart, that now you would reflect God's image. And this is where we get serious, my brother, my sister, in this particular time. Scripture also tells us that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, according to Romans 10, verse 13. So call on his name right now as we pray a simple prayer that you would give your heart to him. You would surrender your life to him, that you call out his name, Lord, and that you would invite him to come in because he wants to. He's been knocking for years. He's a patient God. And he's been knocking on your heart. You may have ignored him. You may have put it under the carpet or the rug, if you will. But his still small voice has been wooing you over these years of your life, wanting to come in to your heart, my brother and my sister. So it would be immature of us to assume that every listener to Mission from the Heart is a born-again believer in Christ Jesus. So we like to stop, drop, and pray as we take our put to the feet of Jesus and making our petitions known to him. Now, again, it's a simple prayer, and it's your heart, our words. And if you repeat these words after me, God knows the condition of your heart. So I encourage you to not horse around or play around in the sense of being half-hearted. You come to the throne of Christ with a whole heart, as humble as you know how, making your petition known. So, my brothers and sisters, if you would partner with Minister Copeland and I as we pray one with another, and you who do not know him in the pardoning of your sin, we encourage you to get right, come right, wholeheartedly to the feet of Jesus. Now, you may take the position that you so choose, whether you are standing, we encourage you to kneel if you can, or you can even lay on flat on your stomach. Whatever position you are comfortable taking, take it, letting God know that you are his servant. And so now let's pray this prayer as you repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, here I am with outstretched arms, with humbleness of heart, stating that I know that I am a sinner and I am in need of your forgiveness. My words and my thoughts and my deeds, Lord Jesus, are not beautiful. They are not beautiful. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you turn my ashes into beauty. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from them. And I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust you and you alone and follow you as my Lord and Savior. I know what Christ did on the cross for me is a free gift to me. His death, his burial, and his resurrection leads me to know that I am saved when I believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you did for me on the cross. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ephesians 2, 8 and 10 says, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Keep that in mind. It is God's saving grace by faith that you have been saved. And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. Hallelujah. Not by works, so that no one can boast. God's saving grace is a gift from him that we not boast in and of ourselves, what we have done for ourselves. No, no, no. This is only a gift from God. If we boast about anything, we, my brothers and sisters, boast of God and God alone and what he has done on the cross for us who are undeserving. He gave his life for you and I. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord for you accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior on this day. And remember, we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church within your community, that you would grow and go in grace, that you would be baptized by submersion of water. Hallelujah. That you're letting the world know that you are now a child of God, that you are a Christ follower. And you have no shame of proclaiming Jesus' word, proclaiming that Jesus is your Savior. And that you seek out a Sunday school class, that you would continue to be discipled, continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio, and seek out a small Bible study group within your community as well. These are the necessary places that we need to continue to be discipled in the Word of God. Hallelujah. We are excited for you, my brother, my sister, that you have done today. And always remember that this is a journey for you, a new beginning, a new life. Minister Copeland?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to welcome my brothers and sisters and to the family of God, a family of divine royalty, a member of the divine kingdom, stepping into the greatest relationship that any heart can encounter, a heart-to-heart relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he has started working already. He's doing the work in you and through you with no help from you. Today, you did what he only requires for us, is to make ourselves available to him and to trust him. He started the work, and he is faithful and just to finish the work that he has started. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. We would never be able to accomplish this identity in and of ourselves. So just buckle up, sit back, and enjoy the ride. If you're flying, get in first class and let them fly the plane. If you're driving, get in the bike chauffeur seat and let him drive and chauffeur you to your destiny. And something else, all your sins have been forgiven. All. And I hear you say, well, I know my sins of yesterday. I got to be careful about the day and tomorrow. No, no, it's greater than that. It's bigger than that. Grace is more powerful than that. God's mercy is more fresh and renewed than that. It's just not the sins of yesterday he has forgiven of you. The sins of today also. The sins of tomorrow also, next week. Next year, and the year after that, and every year until Jesus comes back, your sin account is zero, and it will be zero all the way until you go to the throne to see the Father. Hallelujah. That's love. That is love. Love that beyond the human imagination. Paul called it the love of God that surpasses knowledge, that I may know the height of it, the depth of it, the width of it, the breadth of it, the length of it. That's love. Welcome into the kingdom of love. And I wasn't able to finish God's mirror this week, so we're going to have to go another week. But before I close, I want to read a couple of scriptures. And this is what we call the I Ams. And according to scripture, it's what we proclaim. God says it about us, and we proclaim it. Whether we can five-sense it, whether it looks like it, whether it's in our circumstance or situation, we just proclaim what God says above what the natural realm is saying. And once we keep proclaiming it by faith, the power on the inside of us begin to make that on the outside of us line up according to the miracle and the will that God has done in our lives. So the first scripture we want to read comes out of the book of Romans. Chapter 5, verse 17.
Romans 5, verse 17. And it says, for if by the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And see, the I am, we get out of that. And concerning the I ams, you would like to proclaim them when you feel your worst. When you, there's times we don't feel like a Christian. There's times our circumstances and situation don't look like it's victorious. So we like to proclaim the I ams according to the word of God. And the I am that we get out of Romans chapter 5, verse 17 is, I am reigning in life by Jesus Christ. Amen. And you said how many times your heart, amen, desires. Not looking at the circumstances, situation, just proclaiming what God says about you. I am reigning in life by Jesus Christ. I am reigning in life by Jesus Christ. I am reigning in life by Jesus Christ. So write that scripture down and begin to proclaim it on your life, over your life on a daily basis. It works for me great when I'm laying in bed and I can't go to sleep. I begin to proclaim the I ams over my life. We got time for one more. 2 Corinthians 4:18.
While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen, For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen.
Amen. And remember, we proclaim these I ams when we feel in our worst. And we can say that. There's times we don't feel the best of Christianity. And when the situation and the circumstances are looking the worst, we be still and just begin to proclaim the truth of the word of God. And the I am we get out of that is, I am not looking at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. I am not looking at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. I am not looking at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Amen. And it's just your heart, takes your heart off of what the natural realm is saying and begin to proclaim and proclaim what God is saying. We got room for one more. We got time for one more. Same book, 2 Corinthians. Same book, 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, this time, and verse 7.
2 Corinthians 5, 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen.
Amen. And that's very important. When we live in this Christian life and our sight don't seem victorious, so we have to proclaim what God has said. And the I am we get out of that is, I am walking by faith and not by sight. I am walking by faith and not by sight. I am walking by faith and not by sight. And there's power in that. It's a form of meditating the word of God. And God says in Joshua that when we meditate the word of God, it makes us prosperous. Amen. We hide that word in our heart. That's how we come one with the Word of God. That is how a truth of the Word of God get off the pages of the Bible and get deep down in our hearts, get deep down in the innermost part of our being. One more. This is the last one. One more. 2 Corinthians, same book, chapter 5, same chapter, verse 21.
2 Corinthians 5:21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen.
Amen. And that one is one of the most important I ams we would ever have to encounter as Christians, because there are times we don't feel righteous, and there's times we don't do righteous, and there's times we don't look righteous, but God's word say we are. So the I am that we pull out of that is, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name. May the grace of God go before you. May the peace of God rest in your heart. And may the love of God overflow out of you, that others may see and come running and asking, what must I do to be born again? Be blessed. I love you. In Jesus' name. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a journey this has been. What a beautiful lesson, insights. And I hope and pray that you have been inspired and encouraged, one, to give your life to Christ. And thanks be to God to those who did today. Glory, hallelujah. Other hand is that you are moved in your soul to want to continue to reflect the image of God through his word, through his holy word. This is what Mission from the Heart is about, my brother and sister. We are serious about the word of God. It is loving. It is intimate. It reveals. Wow, does it reveal. And that's a beautiful thing. So always remember, Mission from the Heart always says that the grass withered, the flowers faded away, season after season after season after season. But the Word of God, the Word of God will remain forever. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, for being faithful listeners to this ministry broadcast. And we encourage you to share it with someone else that they may be blessed. Hallelujah. As you have been blessed. We will meet again in the continuation of this wonderful series, God's Mirror. Bless you, my brothers and sisters.